Brethren of the Illinois Conference, Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia, July 3, 1900. Brethren of the Illinois Conference, when Brother Starr was in the Chicago Mission, I donated to the mission building $1,000, expecting that the books, Patriarchs and Prophets and Great Controversy, would relieve my financial indebtedness incurred by their publication, and bring in some money to warrant me in making this donation. When money was called for, I hired it at 7% interest, and I think it was 2 years before I could take up my note. I have asked our brethren to consider this matter and, as I am laboring in this new and destitute field, see if they will not make that donation back to me, that I may use it here in advancing the work of God in its various lines. We are trying to build small churches in localities nearby so that the truth may be carried into these settlements. We have all acted a part in raising enough to build a church at Morissette, where an interest is awakened. This is to be built by donated labor, but there are two other places where for 2 years we have needed a place in which to hold meetings, one at Dora Creek, the other at Martinsville. Under Brother Hare as builder, the students will do their best to get these houses built. At Dora Creek, the people assemble in a private house, but this is too small for the number who meet. Meetings are held every Sabbath, and we now want to build a humble house of worship that will hold a congregation of 150. Here the fishermen are located, and here some of our most useful men and women have been converted. Men have given up their tobacco and liquor drinking, their tea and their coffee. Now a house of worship must be built. We also wish to build in Martinsville. Here a decided work is to be done. Two families of Sabbath keepers have moved to this place to settle. Besides these, there are many other settlements where there is now a decided interest to hear. Invitations which we have never before received are coming to our people to give Bible readings in different families. We have had many outdoor meetings both at Morissette Station and at Martinsville and at Dora Creek. But now it is too cold, the houses are too small, and the people are poor. We must have buildings in these places. Will you please to consider that we have need of these buildings? We want you to feel perfectly willing to return the donation made, so that we can invest here before leaving for America. I make this appeal again for you to favor me in this respect, and the Lord will bless you in so doing. We are constantly receiving light from the Lord. Lift up the standard in new territories. The truth must go to every station and every township, and we are seeking to do this work as fast as possible. I understand that you have had a donation of money, and this will make it more easy for you to return the $1,000 which I invested, which example brought into the mission on that very occasion several thousand dollars. I will now leave this matter with you. May the Lord incline your hearts, my brethren, to do this work.